Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 87, Winter 2023-2024. Intro. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Winter 2023-2024 issue, recorded here at the State Library. And my name is Max H. Robinson. And now, on to the news. The Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library completes another great year. A message from Program Manager Elka Bruton.
Happy New Year to you! What an incredible year we've had here at the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library. 2023 was full of big changes, transitions, and transformations. Over the course of a year of limited staff, our small team pushed forward with determination and care. The following notes are just a few shining examples of how our staff performed wonders throughout the year. Mylene J. excelled at circulating books to all our patrons, getting new and refurbished machines out to everyone, and delivering outstanding fund development services. Our two incredible readers' advisors, Andrea C. and Jennifer G., worked tirelessly to set up new patron accounts, fulfill book requests, update profiles, and organized another set of incredible summer and winter reading campaigns. Our biggest transformation of the year was our voyage to becoming fully staffed. When our former administrative specialist received a promotion to volunteer coordinator within the State Library's Operations Division, thank you for your many years of dedicated work, Joel H., we dug within our agency and unearthed a hidden talent within the Library Support Division. Max R. eagerly took on the administrative role, bringing with him a background in audio production to expand our recording studio operation from 2 volunteers to 5, developing a training program for new narration volunteers, and upgrading the studio recording environment. Our staff's metamorphic year continued when Crystal G. started a new journey with our colleagues in the Government Services Division. Thank you for everything, Crystal. We were soon able to create a new registration support specialist role and appoint Lisa J. to the position to process new applications and welcome new users to the library. When our former student worker, Jasmine C., graduated from Western Oregon University, thank you, Jasmine, we recruited Sarah O. to continue making day-to-day connections with our patrons, ensuring strength of service in all that we do. Perhaps our biggest windfall was the addition of a full-time public services librarian position to our team. We are thrilled to welcome aboard Jen R., who comes to us with significant experience in the library community, spanning the West Coast from Seattle, Washington, to San Mateo, California. We're so happy she decided to find out what it's like here in Oregon. Jen's experience encompasses a wide breadth of library work, including positions in virtual instruction and teen services, children's services, digital initiatives, technical services, access and acquisitions, and senior librarian. Jen will be working hard on community outreach, patron services, collection development, cataloging new materials, and coordinating the Center for the Book. As we turn the corner on 2023, this division is really looking forward to a stunning 2024. Please stay tuned for more outreach visits, new Oregon audiobooks, an expanded collection, broader readers' advisory services, more creative content, and who knows what else. Anything is possible, and we are so excited to see all that we can do together in this new year. My gratitude goes out to you for your patience and kindness with our team this past year, and always for your patronage to the greatest little library in the world, Oregon Talking Books. Yours sincerely, Elka Bruton, Program Manager, Talking Books.
Reader's Advisory, RA, Corner, Winter 2023-24. Hello, readers! Our hardworking staff do a lot of work behind the scenes to get materials to your door. But the people you're probably most familiar with are our Reader's Advisors, RAs, who help make sure you like what you are getting. The RA Corner is where we share books that we think you'll enjoy, trends in what patrons are reading, and general gushing about books and authors we love. Staff Favorites. For this first installment, I asked staff, what are some great books you read in 2023? Here you'll find answers from individual staff, followed by a handy list of all our favorites broken down by genre. Jen, Librarian.
The book I could not stop thinking about this year was The Vaster Wilds by Lauren Groff, DB116370. It's the story of a girl who's escaped the harrowing, plague-ridden Jamestown settlement in the winter of 1609. In the beginning, it's all about the girl's minute-to-minute survival, but it turns into so much more. It was gripping, deeply philosophical, tender, and ponderous.
Andrea and Jennifer, Reader's Advisors. Andrea loved reading the Timber Creek Canine series by Margaret Mizushima because they are set in Colorado, where she lived for over 9 years. Quote, "It's fun to recognize the places mentioned," end quote. Andrea's also been enjoying J.D. Robb's Eve Dallas series. Jennifer really enjoyed Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt, DB107924/BR24204. She especially loved the chapters written from Marcellus, the octopus, perspective. She's also been getting into the engrossing Three Pines series from Louise Penny, featuring Chief Inspector Gamachi. Elka, Program Manager.
Razorblade Tears by S.A. Cosby, DB104101, BR23915, came at me during a time when I was grieving. It's a story about a father who loses his son and the guilt, turmoil, and regret that he feels from that loss. He connects with another father suffering the same loss, and the book takes a turn toward righting wrongs, heartbreaking, rewarding, thrilling, and brutal in its violence. This book was just the balm my heart needed at the time.
Going forward, we will be tagging these books and any others we are enjoying in our online catalog. You can see all our favorite books by searching for the subjects Staff Picks in our online catalog. Without further ado, here's the full list of our favorite books we read last year. You can place a hold on a title using our online catalog. Find these books on Bard, or give us a call and let us know the titles or authors you'd like added to your next cartridge. Talking Book Staff Favorites in 2023. Action, Sci-Fi, and Fantasy. DB107945. The Murder of Mr. Wickham. Darcy and Tilney, Number 1. By Claudia Gray. DB075094. Shadow and Bone. Grisha Trilogy, Number 1. By Leigh Bardugo. DB102299. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins. DB116107. Zero Days by Ruth Ware. Fiction. DB104101/BR23915. Razorblade Tears by S. A. Cosby. DB102687. West with Giraffes by Linda Rutledge. DB116370. The Vaster Wilds by Lauren Groff. DB107924/BR24204. Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. Mystery. DB114201. The Housemaid, Housemaid Number 1, by Frieda McFadden. DB095187. Killing Trail, Timber Creek Canine Number 1, by Margaret Mizushima. DB059555. Naked in Death, Eve Dallas, Number 1, by J.D. Robb. DB066731/BR20557. Still Life, Three Pines, Number 1, by Louise Penny. Romance. DB113860. Romantic Comedy by Curtis Sittenfeld. DB114959. Georgie All Along by Kate Claiborne. Most Wanted, December 2023. Here's where we highlight what you are reading. This is a sampling of patron favorites from December 2023. You can add any of these to your reading queue by using our online catalog or contacting Reader's Advisors via email or phone. Enjoy! DB116351, 23½ Lies by James Patterson. DB116600, Holly by Stephen King. DB116853, Judgment Prey by John Sanford. DB87767/BRG04247, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gran. DB107538, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. DB116345, None of This is True by Lisa Jewell. DB116896, Obsession by Stuart Woods. DB115529, On Sight and Insight, A Journey into the World of Blindness by John Hull. DB116127, Out of Nowhere by Sandra Brown. DB116365, Payback in Death by J.D. Robb. DB111598, Secrets of My Heart by Tracy Peterson. DB114114. Simply Lies by David Baldacci. DB110760. Spy Mistress, the true story of the greatest female secret agent of World War II, by William Stevenson. DB116418. Sugar and Spite, an Amish cozy mystery, by Samantha Price. DB115667. The Four Habits of Joy-Filled People, 15-Minute Brain Hacks to a More Connected and Satisfying Life, by Marcus Warner. DBC19142/BR21495. The Boys in the Boat, 9 Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, by Daniel Brown. DB116410, The Exchange After the Firm, by John Grisham. DB116672/BR15904, The Things We Do for Love, by Kristen Hanna. DB113965, The Wager, A Tale of Shipwreck, Mutiny, and Murder, by David Gran. DB116686, The Woman in Me, by Britney Spears. DB116555, Tom Lake, by Anne Patchett. A Visit from Oregon author Tina Ontiveros. This past December, Oregon Talking Books welcomed Oregon author Tina Ontiveros to our library. Regular readers of Staying Connected may recall that Tina is the 2021 Pacific Northwest PNW Book Award winning author of the book Rough House, a Memoir, a book that was recently added to the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, catalog. Recorded and edited here in Oregon in 2023, Rough House tells the tale of Tina's upbringing in a variety of rural logging communities in the Pacific Northwest in the 1980s. The story begins with a baby Tina coming home to the woods of Headquarters, Idaho, learning to ride a bike in the timber outlets of Packwood and Clallam Bay, Washington, visiting her brother in the harbor of Ketchikan, Alaska, and finally moving south with her family into Oregon's Camas Valley and the Dalles. It is a dark and deeply poetic glimpse into the many pitfalls of economic strife and domestic abuse, but mostly it is a love letter to her dad, Lloyd, a loving and lovable yet sadly troubled man. We couldn't have done it without our narrator for the book, Jennifer M. Imai, who joined the visit with Tina, bringing together the author and the voice for a special meeting and celebration of the completed work. Tina and Jen's visit included a tour of the library and recording studio, a reception, and a book cover signing. The newly framed cover has been placed in the studio to honor the occasion, starting our decorative book cover wall of fame, highlighting Oregonians narrating books by Oregonians for Oregonians. During the tour of the studio, we took the opportunity to get Tina into the studio booth and ask her a special question to share with our users. What does it mean to you to know that readers with print impairments all across the country are now able to read and enjoy your book? Tina had this to share in response.
The first thing I think of when I hear this question is that I'm just really grateful for the work you all do. You know, I grew up without access to a lot of things. So creating access and inclusivity is just a really base value for me. Whether you did this with Rough House or not, I'm just very grateful for the work you're doing to create access for people. When I think about it in terms of my own book, I think about every time another person reaches out to me to tell me they've read it and what their human emotional reaction was, it feels like a miracle. Because I think of literature as almost like a physical space that exists outside of physical space and time, a place where people who've never met can meet. Until now, there were a lot of people excluded from meeting me in that space. But this creates an avenue or a threshold that more people can cross to meet me in that space. So I think that's really beautiful and I'm really grateful for it.
As we wrapped up our time together, we made certain to ask Tina if she had any other books in the works. She shared that she is currently working on a few different projects and would assuredly keep us in the loop so that we could get her next book into production whenever it was available. For now, be sure to check out Rough House, DBC-08804, with your next round of books, and be on alert for more Oregon-authored, Oregon-recorded books coming soon to a player near you. Talking Books Closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays. January 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday. February 19th, President's Day. May 27, Memorial Day. June 19, Juneteenth. July 4, Independence Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing cartridges. Be sure to get in any requests several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. End of newsletter. This ends our winter 2023 to 2024 newsletter. Thank you and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.